Diary, 1918, London, by Virginia Woolf.
Peace is rapidly dissolving into the light of the common day. You can go to London without meeting more than two drunk soldiers. Only an occasional crowd blocks the street. But mentally, the change is marked, too. Instead of feeling that the whole people, willing or not, were concentrated on a single point, one feels now that the whole bunch has burst asunder and flown off with the utmost vigour in different directions. We are once more a nation of individuals. Some people care for football, others for racing, others for dancing, others for... Oh, well, they're all running about very gaily, getting out of their uniforms and taking up their private affairs again. The streets are crowded with people quite at their ease, and the shops blazoning unshaded lights. Yet it's depressing, too. We have stretched our minds to consider something universal, at any rate. We contract them at once to the squabbles of Lloyd George and a general election. The papers are unreadable.